So a guy walks into a bar. Wait, you've heard this one already? Well, if you live in Toronto, if you've heard it, the owner of the bar knows about it too. Let me explain. In Toronto, 170 sensors have been installed in bars and restaurants to track customers' smartphones. The sensors can detect where shoppers go and when. Fan Zhang runs a late-night snack bar called Happy Child. I mean, you're basically spying on customers, right?
I wouldn't say that. The information that we get is aggregated data, right? So it's not as though as soon as a customer walks in, we have access to their Facebook and we're snooping on their profiles and such. It's more of the statistical analytics that we get. It's just very general.
But you do have access, though, to Facebook pages of customers, right, if you wanted to.
I personally do not. The company that provides me with this analytical data called Turnstile, they don't offer access to people's specific Facebook profiles. That's not how it works.
So give us an example, because I know that some of the data gave you an idea to attract new customers.
We understood, because of some of the statistical information that were provided, that a lot of our customers were going to the gym. The transponder nodes that collect this information from your cell phone. So what I did was I had some workout tank tops manufactured, give them out to some customers. A lot of people would see these shirts at the gym. Our branding is excellent. It's a very lovable character, like a Disney logo. And a lot of people would see this character on this t-shirt and they would be curious as to where to get the t-shirt. We've had a lot of people come in. They'd come and sit down, have a drink. And that was one of the ways we were able to use that information to generate more traffic and, by way of that, more business.
Do your customers know you're tracking them?
My customers aren't being tracked. That's a very
really? I mean, it seems
harsh
to me,
way of...
But they are being tracked. I mean, this Turnstile company is basically trying to get information, the meta information,
right? They have the option of turning off the Wi-Fi signal, right? Like, it's not, you go anywhere, and if you're using someone's Wi-Fi signal, you're being tracked. It's common knowledge, right?
I think there are probably a lot of people out there who do not realize that when their wireless signal is on, they're being essentially tracked.
I'm not out there to invade anyone's privacy. And I think because this technology is so new, this topic hasn't really been debated that much in the mainstream media until now, and I'm glad the conversation is being had now. But I don't feel as though I am necessarily being invasive in terms of people's privacy. I'm not going into their Facebooks. I'm not, you know, analyzing their habits on a personal level. It's very generalized overview. Mm. It's not my personal agenda to take people's information, nor do I have access to that and use it for my own, you know, advantage.
Fan Zhang runs Happy Child, a late-night snack bar serving cocktails and cheeseburgers in Toronto.